Hello, NetMa members. This is Toby Milroy again with your Marketing Minute for February. And obviously, the big holiday season in February that everyone's talking about is Valentine's Day. And Valentine's Day is a very, very popular holiday. It's something that really gets people excited and really is part of our culture. Really something that people take a lot of time to think about and actually spend a lot of money on. So it's certainly something that we should all be thinking about how to maximize the opportunity with. Obviously, the big home run for Valentine's Day, the big opportunity that perhaps you've heard of and implemented before, but perhaps not, is for the family market, is the Valentine's Day, actual Valentine cards for children to actually use at their schools, at their elementary schools. And we've provided you with an amazing resource on this. In our NetMa members website, you have a very special print-on-demand service that you can go into and actually customize your own little Valentine's Day cards. And these cards are about the width of a business card and perhaps the height of maybe 2.5 business cards, something like that. I think they're called ad cards in the print-on-demand service. And these are basically just like the Valentine cards that Johnny is going out to Target or to Walmart to buy right now. And these are sort of like the to and from with a little karate picture on it and a, you know, I get a kick out of you headline or something like that. And on the back of those cards, we have a special offer that you can customize for your own school. So you can put in your own offer and your own bonus. You can merge in your own logo and your own contact information. And this is a hugely, hugely, hugely successful and popular marketing campaign for February, and it's extremely low cost. I think you can get 5,000 of these little Valentine cards for, I think, right around $250 or $300. So it's just an extremely low cost marketing activity. So how to implement this thing is very simple. Step number one is place your order for, you know, a bunch of these little ad cards. Step number two is about 3 or 4 weeks before Valentine's Day, start sending letters and emails to your parents, the parents of the students in your school, notifying them that you're going to be providing them with very cool karate-themed Valentine cards for their sons or daughters so that they don't have to worry and go out to Walmart and buy them on their own. We'll provide them for them. And you'll have to circulate that letter a couple of times and send that email a few times and perhaps even send out flyers in class. And you really want to make sure everyone's aware that you're going to do this for them as a special benefit of being part of your school so that they don't go out and spend money on these Valentine cards that they don't have to. And also it would dilute the impact and emphasis that you'd have with this marketing activity for your school. Then when the Valentine's cards come into your school, just have your leadership team or your staff members or whoever can help you bundle up packs of maybe 30 or 35 of each of these cards. And they're going to be four-color, glossy, very good-looking, very attractive Valentines. And you'll want to give a pack of each of these Valentines to each one of the students in your school with the instructions of how to use them as their Valentines and to stick them in the bags of their friends at school. And this does require a little bit of dialogue to go to help parents and students understand the value and to help them understand how this system will work. And several pieces of phraseology and dialogue that are very important in this are to make it okay for your students to refer their friends. And some people have a skepticism about this if it's not explained to them appropriately. So a couple pieces of the dialogue that would be important for your current students to be hearing, and this would be through in-class conversations on the letters that you're sending out and the emails that you're sending out to your students. Phraseology like, you know, the best compliment that you can pay your instructor is to refer a friend to the martial arts school, to have a friend actually start taking classes. What better compliment could there be than that? Also, one of the best things that you can do for your friends is to have them become martial arts students. Wouldn't it be great if everyone in the whole world were black belts? Everyone would be super confident. They'd have great focus skills. They'd have amazing self-respect and respect for other people. Wouldn't it be a great thing if more kids in your school were black belts? If more people in our community were black belts? If more of your parents' friends were black belts? So these are important pieces of phraseology and important pieces of culture that you imbue your students and their families with so that they feel great about going out and being raging Thunder Lizard evangelists of your program. So again, this is sort of the staple Valentine's Day marketing strategy, and it's certainly something that's been extremely successful year after year after year after year, and it's such a low-cost, low-labor marketing activity that it's worth spending a lot of focus to make sure that it's implemented appropriately. So I hope that that's helpful, and I really look forward to seeing you at our next live conference. Thank you so much for your time.